It's the river, the river of anointing. It's the river, oh, the river of God. There's a river,
there's a river.
I wanna swim in,
I wanna swim in.
There's a river,
there's a river.
Welcome. Go ahead, Michelle.
It's not on. Okay, we got. All right. Welcome, everyone, to Beacon of Hope's Living the Good Life. We're having a sound issue here. We'll get it in just a minute. This is sounding very strange there, Matt. We'll let you correct this. All right. Welcome, everyone. We are live, as always, from Clearwater, Florida, and that's another reason that we just tell you when we have technical difficulties,
right?
We can't go back and erase that. I am so glad to be with you today. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and with me today are Michelle and Catherine, live in the studio. Hey, girls.
Hello. Welcome, everyone.
Yes.
We're glad to be here.
Yes. Don't you enjoy it, Catherine? Don't you enjoy this radio ministry?
We do. We love it. It's a little different. You know, we have the church service in the morning, but it's something just special about the radio show.
It is,
isn't it? It's more intimate. I think we really speak from our heart, and it's wonderful.
It is. That's
really
a good point.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
It's a little difficult for me because I'm not really a talker.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah,
well,
right. We shouldn't lie on the air, right,
no,
Catherine?
No, we shouldn't lie. Yeah.
That was just to see if everybody was alert.
We're awake with you here, Michelle. We are. Right. We know that you're such a talker.
That's
even
right.
If you have a Boston Red Sox.
Right on. That would be a scarf because it's chilly outside.
Okay.
And Catherine's especially happy today because her man won.
Yes. Congratulations,
and that's
Roger.
Tennis. Roger Federer. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Took the men's final for the Australian.
Is that cool?
Grand Slam.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
In three sets straight, he did it.
Wow. Yeah.
The third set was pretty exciting. But anyway, we won't monopolize the time
that. We talked last week. I had my Colts shirt on.
Oh, yeah? You must be pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited. Next week's the big day, you know, so got to say.
I hope it's a good game.
Yes, it will be. I'm excited about the show today. Are you guys glad
to
be
really
on
here? Excited. We're getting jacked up
ready.
On the way
we're
here.
We're ready for radio.
Really?
Yeah. We were really getting jacked up, weren't we?
We had
Casting Crowns. We're pumped.
All right, ready to go.
I think it's been maybe 4 weeks or 4 or 5 weeks since we've been on.
Yes.
So yeah, we're excited about it.
Look forward to it. Aren't you glad we have such a big team that we can share the duties?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And except for me, it's not everybody every week. So it's tough. And I don't want to be relieved of it. So I love it. So we're all happy.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's happy. We're still in 1 John. In the month of January and the first couple weeks of February, we've been studying the concept of love. God's love. Agape love. What is that in our lives? Today's going to be an exciting show because with you two on, you're always wild with your comments and you just get your little illustrations and your stories, and I look forward to it. So
and we're especially wild about God's love.
We are wild about God's love. Catherine, you're manning the email today. We're going to do that, right?
Yes. Please email me if you have any comments.
Pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and it comes right here to the desk, and we want to hear any comments, questions, or, you know, if you like Michelle's scarf, which now is just kind of slid
down
there. That's
right. I can show them.
Show them your Boston.
We can cast them a vote.
Right. Yeah.
And only people who love the Red Sox are allowed to vote.
All right. So, you know, we want to hear your comments. We like to get emails. We haven't done that for a while. But we are so glad you've all joined us today. It's going to be a good day. Michelle, let's start with prayer today and ask God to bless this show as we go forward.
Right on. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us all together. Thank you for bringing not only us here in the studio, but the listening audience together to hear your word fresh. Rhema word coming out at you, and may it touch each and every one of us in that special way that only you can give us, God. Bless the, put the words in our mouth for this wonderful broadcast today. And in Jesus' precious name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's been some praise reports going on around Beacon of Hope, have there not?
Right on.
I mean, some huge things.
Huge.
Yes. Answers
miracles
to prayer. People that are now cancer-free.
Hallelujah.
Just in this last
people
year.
People that are addiction-free.
Addiction-free. Yeah. We have been, in, I would say in the past year, since we started the prayer ministry, and I'm not exactly
you're right.
when that started.
Yeah.
I have to look. I have
say
to ask
around
Alice.
A year.
It's been over a year.
It's been over a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. You can just write your request. What happens when they send in a request?
Absolutely nothing. It goes on, it falls on deaf ears.
Oh,
it falls on blind
you.
Eyes.
You are so
it,
bad.
Don't listen to her.
Catherine, we shouldn't believe.
No.
Miracles, miracles,
somebody
miracles, I say.
You.
Speak, speak. I will speak loud and clear. There have been miracles beyond any belief.
It's been incredible.
It has
it?
Been. And you know, you think you have an impossible situation. Well,
yes.
Welcome to prayers
right.
that work.
Yes.
We have had three incidents of cancer healing.
Yes, this
we've
year.
Had great an overcoming of addictions.
Yes,
we've
yes.
had wonderful prayers answered in financial prosperity. Stuff. I can't think of. I'm thinking. All I can think of is just. I've just been incredibly blessed. I personally am a testimony to all these prayers.
Yes.
Financial prayers, partnership prayers, peace.
Yes.
You know, that peace, that unattainable peace that
so
you don't.
Wonderful.
You think is so far away, but it's come. It's just remarkable. I
oh,
can't
God's
even speak
moving.
Enough about it. Oh, absolutely. It's
Catherine, when have you ever in, because you grew up in church, and so you've
right.
been around the things of the Lord all your life. Have you ever experienced a more exciting time in God? I know that.
No, I haven't. But I just don't want to forget to say, talking about our prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com is
yes.
there are a large number of I guess prayer warriors, or
yes.
for lack of a better word,
prayer team
that are faithful, that they will pray for you.
Yes.
You know, however serious, and anyone's problem is serious, but nothing's too big for God. So please, if you think you it would help to have a group of people praying for your issue, please email
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
They're wonderful. They, you know, they spread it by email. They spread the prayer requests out. And
through
people,
the country. Through
yeah.
the country. We have people in Texas. We have people in Indiana. We have people in Georgia. We have people all over the country
yeah.
that are praying
and they
for
are
you.
Diligent and pray for your on your behalf. So.
And even if people go to a different church, because actually most of the people on our prayer team probably are not a part of Beacon of Hope Clearwater.
Clearwater,
they're,
right.
They're
right.
in other places, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. You know, I had, I think I mentioned this a few weeks back, but I had a call from a pastor in Texas right before Christmas, and he just said, "Hi, I'm Pastor So-and-so. How's Jeannie?" You know, our dear Jeannie, you know, because we had
been praying for her for
yes,
so, a while.
On the prayer request, she had been on there for so long. And he just said, I've been really praying for her. How is she?
Good.
So wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's neat. You get to know. And then we got to talk and
yeah, you become
fellowship.
A family. It's
yes.
just, it's really great.
Like God's children.
Yes.
Kind of thing. We're
yeah.
all family. It doesn't matter. You know, we're all getting into the Word. The Word
Amen.
Of God is out there.
It's what we're doing. That's what we're about. So we're so glad you've joined us today. And we're going to start out with a song, and then we're going to get into the Word. If you have your Bible, find the book of 1 John. It's clear at the back of the New Testament, right before the book of Revelation. 1 John is where we've been. We're going to be in chapter 4, so get your Bible, unless you're driving down the road. And if you're driving down the road, then just listen to this great song, Fight the Feeling. This is a new group called Mike's Chair. It's an interesting group. We've had them on before.
Mm-hmm. I like
so let's
them.
Hear this song.
You won't accept all the things you can't see. You say a mind can't conceive a our beautiful creator. But in your heart,
the feeling. That's an interesting song. I've never heard that before. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. You can't fight the feeling of what? What feeling? What is that he's talking about?
That supernatural feeling. I mean, it's that thing. You're like, you know what you should do, but it's that thing. I can't even find the words for it.
That feeling, I think, yeah. Of how close God is to us and that he loves us and he cares about the details of our lives, which is one thing we want to talk about today. And we're going to talk about God's love. We're also going to talk about how he commands us to love each other. And we've been talking about that for the last couple weeks. And last week, well, with Deb and Alice, they were in Houston, we talked about and we started this discussion. I want to talk more today with you two about this. How do you love the difficult people in your lives? You know, those people that don't make it easy for you, love them, you know? We're going to talk about this. But let's start, if you have your Bibles, let's go to 1 John chapter 4, and let's look at verse 17. And it says this, God is love. We also see this up in verse 8 of 1 John 4. In verse 8 of 1 John 4, it is also said, God is love. God loves to tell us what he's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, don't you ever look at somebody and say, what are you all about? You know,
right.
What's going on in your
mm-hmm.
life? You know,
yep.
Well, God is, he spells it out here very, very simply. It says, God is love. He doesn't give any doubt about it, but there's so many people that don't even understand that it's that simple, that God is love. They make it complicated, and they feel like, well, you know, God's mad. He's angry. He's looking for sinners. He's looking to put people down. He's looking to rain down hail and brimstone and, you know, and all this awful stuff on people. You know, I think this is a common misconception about God. God gets a bad rap. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
God gets a bad rap because people are out there going, oh, God doesn't love me. If he loved me, he would do this. Or, you know, they have their conditions. They've got their ideas. Let's look at 1 John 4, 17 and see what John says about God. He says, God is love. when we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God, and God lives in us. Oh, boy, this is extremely important. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, who's the responsible party here to...
Catherine.
We're going to blame Catherine.
Catherine's responsible.
We are the responsible.
We are, aren't we, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't it say when we take up permanent? What does it say in your NIV in verse 17?
17 says, in this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. Because in this world, we are like him.
Yes. Okay. And it's talking about the fact that love has got to take over. You know, and listen to it in the Message Bible. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house. I love that. Love has the run of the house. Sometimes I think Bailey and Zoe, my dogs, have the run of the house. You know what I'm talking about? Henry Nivens. Anyway,
that's right.
Love
Henry Nivens,
has
that's
the
true.
Run of the house. Okay, now explain that. What does that mean? How could you explain that to somebody out there that God wants love to be that much in control in us? Do you know what I'm saying?
All your decisions are made through love.
Okay.
And what I was thinking about earlier is, you know, the old school Corinthians.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 13.
13, and you think, because we say God is love, God is love, God is love, and sometimes when you say something so much, you're like, okay, what's love again?
Yeah.
And love is patient. Love
yes.
is kind.
Oh,
love is not
yes.
jealous. Love is... So that's what runs the house, is kindness.
Yes.
Patience.
Oh, you're going to define it for us.
Yeah.
This is good.
And
okay.
so when we're put in a position...
Okay.
You know, about a difficult person, or, you know, you're in a discussion.
Right.
You know, you want love to rule that. Love should be the main brain, the main controller of any actions.
So you that's know, why it says love has the run of the house.
Right.
And that's what we've got to do. Is that easy to do?
No, because it's easy to have anger run
yes,
the house because
right.
it's easy because it just comes out. You don't control it. It just, boom. It's your knee-jerk reaction. It's just like, blah, 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 blah.
Right. It's not natural for us to even understand how much God loves us. I was teaching this morning on the compassion of God.
Right.
And I just love that. And I'm going to define it for everybody.
Yeah,
if you have
like
a pen,
that.
Write this down. Compassion means the sympathetic desire. I just said it. Sympathetic consciousness.
Of
others' distresses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Together with a desire to alleviate it. It's twofold. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's an understanding that somebody's hurting over here.
Mm-hmm.
Something needs to be done. And it's the second part of it that, okay, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going
right.
to help, you know, in this situation. A lot of times it's like somebody's down and out and we just kick them more, you
mm-hmm.
know, or they're beat up or bruised
mm-hmm.
emotionally,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we just tend to overreact and treat them even worse, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, the first part of that, yeah, I acknowledge it. I understand why you're feeling
yeah.
crappy, but... I'm going to...